All right, well, thanks for the opportunity to tell the story of our iPod Touch pilot that we had. I work at a small community college in Powell, Wyoming, which is called Northwest College in Northwest Wyoming. A little bit about our institution. We're a community college with resident students. There's 7 community colleges in Wyoming. There's only 1 state university, the University of Wyoming. And so we kind of funnel our students, several of our students there. It's about half and half, basically. In our department, we have about 120 students between our ag business, animal science, range, and agroecology majors. Most of them are from a rural setting, about half of them from Montana, half of them from Wyoming. So that's kind of the students who would be using this technology. As all good things must, this started in a committee. This idea for this pilot started in an academic computing committee, and we were really looking at 2 things. Number one, where is wireless technology and where are mobile technologies gonna meet us in academia? And so we looked at the EDUCAUSE Horizon report. If you're not familiar with that, that's an excellent report for higher education, what's on the horizon, both near term and far, for educational technologies. They do a lot of good work. So we're trying to figure out how these were gonna help us in academia. And so that's where this started. A photo professor and myself gladly volunteered to play around with iPod Touches. So we gathered some research, some initial research. What were the technology requirements, both on the wireless side as well as on the student side, and we'll get to that in a second. We got in touch with the people who are really the leaders in that field. And so if you're thinking about any kind of pilot study with any of this mobile technology, find the people who are the leaders in that field. Abilene Christian University, who if you haven't heard, they've distributed iPod Touches to freshmen, a complete freshman incoming class of students for many years. And not only did they do that, but they really thought deeply about the pedagogy behind that. And so they held conferences and webinars, and we attended those, and it was a really big benefit, not only from a technical perspective, but also from, like I said, a pedagogical perspective. Why the iPod Touch? Droid stuff wasn't out then, and Droid still doesn't have something that's comparable to an iPod Touch, a standalone device like that. The portability was a big deal. You can carry it with you wherever you go, put it in your pocket, long battery life, especially compared to something like a netbook. That was also a consideration that we were looking at, but the battery life on the iPod Touch was just really good. Wireless and web technologies on this device are fairly good. There is the whole flash issue, but it seems to be okay for now. Applications, at that time there were about 30,000 applications, now there's about 350,000 for the iOS devices, and so that was a big reason why we chose these particular devices. What kind of outcomes do we want to see? We wanted the students to really just be engaged with our material, and we wanted to see if we could give them alternate exposure to the material, not just inside the classroom, but outside the classroom. And also another big aspect was how much time did it require of me as an instructor to put all this together for these students if we distribute these devices to them. In terms of the technical outcomes and what the IT department wanted to see, how robust was our wireless system? Could it handle 15 students jumping on the wireless at one spot all at once? Also, support needs. Do we need, if this goes any further than just the class, than just this one small distribution, are we going to need to bring somebody else on board? So we had a distribution in the fall of 2009. And then it was preceded in the fall of the spring of 2010. In our agroecology class, around 15 students a semester, give or take. We did some training sessions. We'll talk about those in a second. And we polled the students as well. These are just a couple of the polls. Did they have access to wireless at home? This was we really wanted to know this because, again, we wanted them to be engaged with this material outside of class time. So most of our students did. This one might seem kind of a weird question to ask, but these devices don't stand alone. If I brought one in here from Walmart and opened it up, I would not be able to use it until I connected it to iTunes. So there was a back end to what the student needed to have in terms of their technology to get this going. So most of our students had that. We did write into the grant that funded this project the purchase of one computer to provide support like that in case we needed it. Most of our students hadn't ever had experience with one of these, hands-on experience. They'd seen the commercials, some of their, you know, somebody on campus might have one that they'd seen, but they really, most of them hadn't had real experience with that. And so part of this was looking at how, what was the time to acceptance? Could they pretty rapidly figure this out on their own? We did have some training sessions. They consisted of about an hour and a half training sessions when we initially deployed these devices and just went through the very basics of what these students needed to know in order to get on the internet, in order to check their email, download applications, and so forth. We tried to one thing we learned from Abilene Christian was documentation in any way you could get it, whether it was video, textual help, any kind of things like that. So we tried to include that, not only live, but also if they had help, if they needed help some other time, we showed them how to make a web clip so that they could go to get some other help if they needed. What do we actually use this for? Number one, we had a website that I had to build, and this was another lesson that we had, was that I actually had to build and purchase the domain and server space outside of the IT department. It was just much easier for me to do that. It was two or three steps for me to go through the IT department to update the website. If I just purchased it all on my own, I could do it instantly. And so that was something that part of that instructor commitment that we learned about. We have hosted lecture notes, calendar. We had various assignments. This is several screenshots. These next two slides, all the way on the left, is the actual website that I developed for this. Next to that, you can see just a PDF of the lecture notes that were available as soon as I got done doing that lecture. The calendar, exam coming up. We're gonna go to the librarians because you have a research report due at the end of the semester. The next one is a picture of a peanut, and this was part of their lab, was to memorize a group of important crop plants and weeds. And so what I did is basically created four YouTube videos that just walk them through, okay, this is soybean, here's three or four pictures of soybeans, here's peanut, three or four pictures of peanut, and then they were quizzed on those. But that was really showed this technology's shining point there. Again, the research report that they have due at the end of the semester, all of the data gathering links that they would need were on their iPod Touch. In terms of applications that we used, Google Earth is again where this technology really shines, and not only in terms of aerial maps, but also the ability to tilt that and look at topography and ask students the questions that are important about how topography affects agriculture in a particular place, like where we are. We're in a basin that's surrounded by mountains, and we have orographic effect and all that kind of stuff. The next one is I asked them just to keep their finger on the pulse of the weather. Which direction are we normally getting weather patterns from? Next to that, we have just a basic spreadsheet application that if I had, for instance, we have a lab where they go collect data on soil temperature over a distance. And so they can go collect that data, and they can bring that back, email that to me, and I can put all that together, and that's part of the lab. Twitter we use just to update news items and things like that. And then you can see that a couple times we used live streaming lectures that they could get right on their iPod Touch, so they could be wherever they wanted to be. If they had wireless connection, they could watch the lecture. If you're familiar with student response systems, the iPod Touch has an app called eClicker, and it's an excellent version of a student response system. You can see what the instructor sees on the left, what the student sees on the right, not only for text but also for pictures. So all our plant quizzes are currently given this way, and so it's a really nice interface. And again, it's not just that this technology has this one app that's great. It's when you have this app, and then you have Unit Conversion, and you have Google Earth, and all of that in one device that's fairly cheap is really what makes this a compelling device. So we asked them after a while, you know, after you've used this for a while, how comfortable are you with it? Most of the students were pretty comfortable. This is what we would expect from the generation that's coming up and having practically born with cell phones in their pockets. What was the biggest difficulty? And this is one thing we needed to learn from this pilot project was that our wireless network, we had some issues. Students would be able to access the wireless network, and then if they put their iPod Touch to sleep and turn it back on, they got no connection. And so this was really important for us to know, so that we didn't distribute, 150 of these devices compared to 15. Really important for us to know. We had a really great IT department, and they really worked with us to kind of pinpoint this problem, and it turned out to be more of a problem with the operating system on the iPod Touch than it was with the wireless network. This was solved in the next operating system upgrade, completely solved. We did make some changes to make it a little bit easier for the students to connect on the back end, on the information technology side. But again, knowing your technology and even knowing what's going on with the horizon of your technology and keeping in touch with that is really important for any kind of distribution like this. Here's some quotes from the student. I'll just point out the next to the last quote. The iPod has helped to make the class much easier to understand and study for. And that's really what we were looking for in terms of that engagement and exposure to the material that we needed them to be exposed to. Here's some other polls that we did. Did they think it was a good tool for learning? Most of them did. Has it helped your grade? Most of them thought that it had. But then there's the question of, is it a distraction? And it sure is. Again, in any distribution like this, you have to be ready to put the iron fist down and really make sure that the students, they love to just, they're good at texting, and so they're underneath the table and looking. So you really do have to pay attention to that and head that off. So again, what we learned: gather good data, get yourself close to the people who are, whether or not it's a tablet or a GPS device or whatever, get yourself in the middle of the people who are doing good work there. Bribe your IT department, whatever it takes, Spider-Man comics, beer, whatever, just get it to them and have them help you. Be a hacker. Again, I had to do all this web stuff outside of the normal route that I should have taken, and so a little bit of hackery was involved there. Capitalize on what the device is best at. Know those things, because if you're looking at some kind of distribution of mobile device like this, you're going to have to sell it to the administration. It's not just a cool thing. It also has these really important functions in terms of academia. Beef up your asynchronous teaching skills. So it's a really great device for these students to interact with content outside of class, especially video and audio. So that would be another thing that we learn, and encouragement. In terms of the future, again, this technology is really rapidly approaching the cost of a textbook. So, this is going to be a decision that we are going to have to make in terms of, can we distribute what we need to distribute a lot cheaper and get some other ancillary skills that these students are now learning: troubleshooting, learning new operating systems and how they work, and those sorts of things. Apple apps or web apps, that's a big question about openness and things like that, and that's, this is one area where I'm thinking, okay, do I want to keep everything on a website so that it's open for the next device that comes out that we don't know what it is? Maybe it's the iPad or, the Samsung product or something like that. We're transitioning. We were originally in Blackboard, WebCT, and we thought that we were going to have, there's a Blackboard app, and we thought we were going to be able to connect with that. Turns out it doesn't talk, the app didn't talk to WebCT, it only talks to Blackboard 9. We're actually going to Moodle, and there's an app for that called MTouch, and it is great. It's going to totally take away the headache of me running my own website for the student, and it's going to give those students instant feedback in terms of any assignments that I have them do. They're going to instantly know their grade instead of them having, what they have to do now is come to me, I calculate it, and then let them know. So transition to Moodle is going to be really, really key for the back end of all this project. That's the story of our pilot. And I'll entertain any questions. Yeah, you have time for questions?
We have
okay.
Time for questions.
All right.
So I didn't catch.
Okay.
Did you pay for the iPods?
Good question. No, we wrote a grant. It wrote for a grant for some iPods for the photo students and some for the ag students. And it got funded kind of like halfway up the line before it actually got to the granting body. Through some monies that I don't know where it came from, but it got granted, it got funded. The bad part of that was that the IT department got all upset because they didn't know about it prior to the so I kind of had to deal with that. But But it was through funds from within our institution.
I think we have a question in the back.
Just kind of follow up question that, so you got the iPod and then you distribute to students as like a new loan or a take back?
Good question. We actually had them sign basically a waiver that said, if I lose this, I'll purchase, you know, I'll pay you the price of that. But we gave it to them for the duration of the semester and then just asked for it back at the end of the semester.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen any estimates just poking around where then maybe discuss how long from now we might expect that all students have either an Android or an iOS device? I mean, because we obviously can't all get the grant. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, has anybody even speculated, you know, is it 3 years or
You know, the EDUCAUSE Horizon report, they're one of their near term, I can't remember what the term that they use, but they're saying on the near term, the mobile devices that most students are going to have them. So it's our job to kind of figure out how those are going to be used in the classroom. But related to that, I think that it's going to be a diversity of devices. I think
right. The
English department is going to want Kindles, and you know these guys are going to want this, and so.
Yeah, it's a.
That's
you come back.
Okay.
After having distributed these like this, I mean, are you convinced that the idea of distributing to students or having students in fact be thinking about using the same device is important? My feeling of it is you create these things in a whole bunch of media type ways, and students will access them. They'll get creative about how they
access
whatever their device is.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of been my approach.
That's what we're going to have to wrestle with, and that's why that's the Apple apps or web apps. Do I rely on the fact that eClicker such a great and compelling app that they need to purchase an iPod Touch in order to, or is it that I can do the same thing with PollEverywhere.com and they can, you know, do it with their cell phone or their iPod Touch or their iPad or whatever they have? Right now we're going towards I've required students to purchase an iPod Touch for the agroecology course. Will it be that way always? It was $199 when we first started this. Now it's $229 because it has a camera in the front and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
I remember now.
Okay.
Can you access all these material from your own computer as well?
Yes, you can. Yep. Other than and actually even eClicker, I think you can actually, the eClicker device is hosted by an iPhone or an iPad, but you can access it from a web browser too, if you're on the web network. But most of the material can be accessed by any device. Dr. Adam.
How easy is it for you to use your handheld device to upload and maintain course content for the students?
It is not right now. I have to have a Mac to do all the back end work. Other than I'll tell you this, on the eClicker app, you create everything on the eClicker app itself. So that's the one that I can create content on my iPhone. So. All right.
Are there questions for other presenters from earlier? And I'd like to thank all the presenters. They were great presentations this afternoon. Let's give everybody a round of applause.